Well, we're light this morning on tangible news, but we're heavy on speculation, Bill. This morning, it looks like things are going to be dominated by two things. One, of course, is the continued crisis in Libya. Oil shot up over the weekend to over $106 a barrel. Of course, there are all these economists weighing in about what impact oil above $100 or even higher than that will have on this fledgling recovery that we've got going on in the U.S. and globally, other parts. You probably saw some of the headlines about the fighting and how it intensified in Libya over the weekend. So oil is going to be very volatile. The other thing is that Greece is back in the news, and not in a good way. You may remember that last year we talked about Greece and Spain and Portugal. Actually, we had an acronym called PIGS, which were the countries in the European Union that were really in trouble over there and defaulting on their sovereign debt. The EU, led by Germany, which is the, quote, reluctant paymaster of the European Union, bailed them out last May. Well, now they're back in the news because over the weekend, Moody's downgraded the sovereign debt, that is the government debt of Greece, by three notches, which is really quite severe. And this has had also an impact on the debt of Portugal and Spain, which are the other two that's on everyone's horizon. So there's a lot of speculation going on. This is kind of interesting. We know what happened recently in Egypt. It was dominating the headlines for a while, but with this downgrade in the debt of Greece, now Greek debt is rated even lower than the debt of Egypt, if you can believe that, in terms of speculative debt. Now, that's going to have an effect upon interest rates globally, of course, not just there in Greece. One other thing we kind of forget sometimes is how we're all tied together. This is a global economy, whether we like it or not, and we remember back in 2008 that our government bailed out a lot of financial institutions using something called TARP, which was a bailout program for basically financial companies, including most of the major banks. Well, it also happened in Europe. For example, over in ING, a company that's the largest financial services company, a Dutch financial services company, they also got a bailout of about 10 billion euros from their government. They paid back about half that in December of 2009, and now they've announced they're paying back about another 2 billion of those euros. That's about $2.8 billion in U.S. dollars. They're paying that back with a 50% premium. So a lot of these financial firms that were bailed out by governments are really recovering quite nicely and are returning the money to the taxpayers. So that's kind of what's going on. There's really no economic news of substance this morning, really not a lot until Thursday when we get unemployment claims again, and then on Friday we get retail sales numbers, which will be important to the market.
John, we want to remind everybody about the seminars you have coming up this week at the UA Fort Smith.
Yeah, the UAFS, University of Arkansas Fort Smith Foundation, sponsoring these. There are, of course, two dates you can go to. One is Wednesday morning from 10 to 11:30. The other one is Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8. These are free. Because of parking, we're going to have those across the street at Central Christian Church because they have free parking there, adequate parking right next to the Stubblefield Center there. And these are free, sponsored by UAFS. It's going to be on the new tax legislation that was signed in December. I don't think a lot of people realize that this was really just a Band-Aid for a couple of years. So we're going to talk about estate planning. You know, should you still have will? Should you still have trust? Do they need to be revised? We're going to talk about capital gains, Roth IRAs, a lot of things. Try to translate this stuff into English because it really does affect a lot of taxpayers. If you're interested, they're free. And you can call 788-7024, the direct number at UAFS.
All right, John. Thank you, sir, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor. Yeah, of course, you always get the report from John Taylor here on KFPW from Stern AG at Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Call John at 782-2527 or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.